Okay. That is gorgeous. That is totally gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Hearing the whole thing would be absolutely delicious. But I want to just stop and let folks know this is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to The Voicemobile. I am your host, Joyce the Voice, and my guest with me this afternoon is Bill Cunliffe. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good, good. And he and his group, Bacchanalia, are going to be at the Riles Club Thursday night, this coming Thursday night, tomorrow night at 8:30. And I think it's going to be a blast. I had told Ann that I wasn't going to come because it's too late, but I think I'm just going to force myself.
I hope you do.
Well, you know, I get up at like at 5:30 in the morning to, I do a day gig teaching, and, you know, I'm falling asleep in the class but I don't want to miss this. It's just too wonderful. So,
well, we'll try to do all the good music in the first set.
That'll work. Okay, so I want to put on I've Got You Under My Skin featuring Denise Donatelli, since we spoke about that.
Yeah, so. I did this with when I played with Frank Sinatra, I did this with him. So I really wanted to do something a bit different with this thing. And it's got some of these wordless vocals on it that she does, lots of oohs and ahs that are really beautiful over these chords that move around. It really sets up a nice mood, so hope you enjoy it.
So I have to ask what it was like to work with Frank Sinatra.
Well, you know, I was the second keyboard player, so mm-hmm. I never spoke with him.
Yeah.
But he was always, you know, it was 1984-85, so
right.
He was in good voice.
Right.
And what I loved about him is he would always say the name of the song, the name of the composer, and the name of the arranger. He always gave the arranger credit.
Oh, well, he understood.
I think he had the best charts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if he couldn't have them, who could? I mean, he commanded a lot. So, okay, let's have a listen to I've Got You Under My Skin featuring Miss Donatelli. Denise, as it. Okay, here we go.
Great.
Let's see if we get the right one here.
lamp before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I dig you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.
Wow. That is just delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, when you hear somebody who really knows what they're doing, you think of all the other people who are trying to get there, and they're not quite there. You can.
Yeah, good singing is an art. I mean, it requires, you know, knowing the lyric and knowing the atmosphere of the song, and also just having great sound and time and pitch, and she's got everything.
She has. I mean, there was, you just really were enveloped. It was a whole environment. I could have just listened to that for, you know, longer and longer. It was just absolutely beautiful. So,
Thank you.
And she's going to be there. So, folks, you ought to get yourself to Ryle's tomorrow night. I mean, what an opportunity to hear a great vocalist and a great band and all these terrific arrangements. How long does it take for you to put these things together? Must be quite.
Well, you know, I think I started writing this music about five, six years ago.
Uh-huh.
Over a period of about 3 years, I came up with this stuff. So it wasn't like I sat down and said, I'm going to write a big band record.
Right.
Some of the things I took off the shelf, like the version of 1 o'clock Jump we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
is the one that I played with Buddy Rich in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
I think we played it at the Sheraton that Lenny, trying to remember his name, the great jazz promoter. I'll think of it in a minute. But,
okay.
Anyways, it's a North Shore hotel that had jazz.
Oh, okay.
And
that was probably before my time.
Maynard Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he had a club before that called the Commodore, I think. And,
oh, I think I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the 1 o'clock Jump we did with Buddy Rich, and then what? And some of the other things are newer. All the classical stuff is kind of new because I've just been kind of trying to figure out. Once I heard Duke Ellington play Tchaikovsky,
uh-huh.
you know, that beautiful record he did, uh-huh. of Nutcracker.
Oh,
that kind of inspired me because every note of it is from Tchaikovsky, but every note of it sounds like Duke Ellington.
Yeah, he totally inhabits it.
Entirely 100%. Jazz and 100% faithful to the classical music that he took it from.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of my goal, to try and do that with some other things, some other different pieces of music.
That's great. It's interesting to hear, you know, how these things develop. Well, we could probably spend a lot of time. I don't know what your time availability is, so just give me a hint here as to how much time.
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
My cell phone doesn't run out of juice.
Yes, okay. So I'm trying to think what other pieces we might want to play. The Three-Cornered Hat?
You know, that's a good one. It's real interesting. I wrote it for Doc Severance.
Ah.
And he turned 90 this last year.
Uh-huh.
And he performed it with I direct the jazz program at Cal State Fullerton in outside of Los Angeles. And our big band performed with Doc, which was really a great opportunity. I mean, he's 90 years old. He still plays great.
Wow.
I mean, he has to take breaks once in a while, but he's really at just top form.
That's amazing.
And he loves classical music. He was conducting classical pops orchestras for a while. Buffalo Pops Orchestra and a few of the other ones.
Huh.
And he said, why don't you do something on the Three-Cornered Hat? So I did. And this is what happened.
All right, well, let's have a listen here. This is Bill Cunliffe that I'm having a wonderful time with on the radio. His band, Bacchanalia, are going to be featured at the Ryles Jazz Club. There's a new CD that came out in June featuring Denise Donatelli and Terrell Stafford. And they're going to have a lot of fun. I think I'm going to force myself to stay up late and go hear them. So let's have a listen to the Three-Cornered Hat here on WMFO and the Voicemobile. Yikes. A lot going on in that.
Yeah, quite a ride.
The trumpet, that was Kyle Martinez?
Trumpet solo. Yeah, Kyle played the rhythm solo, and then there was also an improvised solo by a guy named John Papenbrook.
Oh, okay. Let's see. He's not listed for this track, though.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
That might have been an error.
Okay, because you've got him listed for tracks. Oh, 6 through 8. My mistake. So he's doing the improvisational. That was beautiful. Papenbrook.
Really, I just sometimes like to let people go. That was a wild thing that he did. And just let it happen.
Well,
and just see if it makes sense, you know, within the overall. Sometimes big bands can get pretty limiting.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love big band music. You know, my dad, we grew up in Andover, and, you know, my dad loved all the big bands. And we went to see Benny Goodman at the North Shore Music Fair when I was 8. And that was like the first jazz concert I ever heard. And
wow.
It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
But that was a little more, that's a different type of music. This is a little more out there and open and trying mm-hmm. to do some other things.
There was
go
ahead.
We have special guests coming in tomorrow night. Also, the wonderful singer Rebecca Paris.
Oh, really?
She's going to come in. She's going to do a tune with us in the second set.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay for that. I would love to hear her.
Well, if you're there, Joyce, we'll do it at the beginning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm just, you know, looking at the picture that's part of the CD of the whole crew there. My goodness, that's like a gaggle.
It is, and we did it in 3 separate sessions. Over the period of about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
I kept on changing my idea about it. And finally, the classical thing really locked in. That's really what I wanted to focus on. So,
just amazing.
We did some of the record live at a club in L.A. called Vitello's.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
The jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the tunes just didn't quite work out. We had to redo it.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to get things live, you know, with a big band.
Sure.
But we got it right. I'm real happy with it.
I mean, the list of personnel, just on trumpets, you've got 5 or 6 folks, if not more. And a trombone, you've got another half a dozen. And you've got several of bass trombone and alto and soprano sax and tenor sax. And there's so many folks, and you're in there, piano and leader, and a few guitars and a few basses. And you've got Joe LaBarbera on drums, and of course, Denise Donatelli on vocals. Amazing. A lot of...
Well, thank goodness they all don't play at once.
You blow everybody out.
Tomorrow night, we'll have a wonderful trumpet player from the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, B. John Watson.
Okay.
Bruce Gertz, one of the great bass players of our time, professor at Berkeley. He'll be holding down the bass chair.
Okay.
John Wheatley, great guitar player that I've worked with a number of times in the last 2 years, will be on guitar. Tim Horner, coming up from New York, is Maria Schneider's drummer for many years, the mm-hmm. great Maria Schneider. And just a great bunch of guys, some who teach at Berkeley and some who do play Broadway musicals, and some really great jazz players in the band. It's going to be really great.
So you've got some local folks and some folks coming in from New York for this session tomorrow night. That's
correct.
Yeah, so the people that are on the CD are not necessarily going to be the ones appearing tomorrow night. Some will and some won't.
Some of them, but no, not that many.
Yeah, it's just...
I have to, you know, it's...
It's too hard.
The big band business can, you know. One day I went out to Buddy's bus and it was completely filled with furniture. And I asked the bus driver what happened. He said, well, Buddy had to sell his house in Palm Springs.
Oh, God. Right.
You know, and then Woody Herman had very substantial trouble with the big band business. Uh-huh. You know, he lost everything. He died owing the IRS money.
Unbelievable.
I had to also mention Bob Bowlby will be our great lead alto player. Bob and I were on Buddy Rich's band in 84, 85.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really great to work with him again.
Okay. Bob, what's his last name?
Bowlby, B-O-W-L-B-Y. He's from Milton.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to have to get more of this information from you because this is different than, obviously, than what I have from, you know.
Sure. www.ryles, R-Y-L-E-S, jazz.com.
Okay. That'll give me who's going to be appearing tomorrow night. So let's play something. Should we play this Goldberg contraption?
Sure. If you don't want to play the whole thing, you could just play...
We'll play a little piece of it?
Yeah, just play it until you want. Just fade it out. Just use your musical instincts.
All right. So, folks, we've been having a conversation here with Bill Cunliffe. His CD, Bacchanalia, has been out since June. They're going to be coming into the Rouse Jazz Club tomorrow night at 8:30, and it's going to be quite a scene. I think if you can possibly get out, or if you know folks who would appreciate the combination of jazz and classical and some great players, I think you should tell them to, you know, make it a date.
Great. Thanks, Joyce.
Oh, my pleasure. This has been fun. I'm glad you finally got through.
I'm persistent. Thank you.
it's very hard to let go of that, but that's about halfway through that composition, the Goldberg Contraption. It's a J.S. Bach composition arranged by Bill Cunliffe, and we thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the Voicemobile.
Oh, that's great. It's great talking with you, Joyce.
Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joyce.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the music.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit. I hope some of you get to come to the show tomorrow night. But because it is almost Yom Kippur, I want to go back into a little bit of music regarding the Yom Kippur observance. And let's go to that now.
On a Tokef prayer is the dramatic peak of the afternoon Musaf service. Composed by Rabbi Amnon of Mainz, the Ansana Tokev has come to epitomize the awesome and inescapable finality of divine judgment. In the Middle Ages, when the status of Jews in the Christian world was precarious, Amnon was their leader in the German city of Mainz. According to the legend, the local bishop would regularly prod him to convert to Christianity, but the rabbi would always rebuff his efforts. One day, when he was tired or impatient, the bishop approached Amnon again. In an effort to be rid of him, the rabbi told the bishop that he would consider his request, thinking simply that it would spare him another few minutes of badgering. But no sooner had the bishop left his company than he was racked by guilt. In desperate penitence on Yom Kippur, he sobbed the words of Ansana Tokef before a hushed congregation. We behold thee as judge and witness, recording our secret thoughts and acts. Thou recordest everything. Yea, thou rememberest the things forgotten. The great shofar is sounded, and a still, small voice is heard. The angels in heaven are dismayed and seized with fear and trembling as they proclaim, behold, the day of judgment.
Sane Tokef Kedushas Hayom Ki Honorove Oyam Ovas Sinosai Marechusechon Vikon Beheves Rekinisecho Veseche
Lieb, Freund,
Spectacular. So I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. We'll put on one more selection from Craig Taubman. There's Farmers Market in Somerville today and also in Arlington. So check out that. And Chris Earle will be coming to the station any moment now. So we'll just finish up with something from, yeah, this is what we want. Happy New Year.
Hayom harat olam Hayom yamin bamishpat Kol yitzurei olamim Im kevanim, im kavadim Im kevanim Rachameinu kerachem aval banim Ve'im kavadim einenu lecha teluyo Ad shetechaneinu v'totzi ha'or Mishpatenu ayom kadosh Hayom harat olam Hayom yami bamishpat Yitzurei olamim Im kevanim, im kavadim Im kevanim, rachameinu Kerachem aval banim Ve'im kavadim Einenu lecha teluyo Ad she שתחננו ותוציא חאור משפטנו היום קדוש אם כבנים רחמנו כרחם אבל בנים ואם כעבדים איננו לך תלויות עד שתחננו ותוציא משפטנו היום Yehudim hayta ora v'simcha La'yehudim hayta ora v'simcha La'yehudim hayta ora v'simcha la'yehudim hayta ora v'simcha ken tiye lanu kos yeshuot esa v'shem Adonai ekra Kentielanu Kos Yeshuot Esa V'Shem Adonai Ekra Hanavi Eliyahu Hatishbi Eliyahu 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 Hagiladi Bimhera Biyamenu Yavo Eleinu Imashiach 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 Ben David Eliyahu Hatishbi.